This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
K-U-P-D. All right, there you go. Arousing the Smash Brothers out of their Kia that they've sleeping all the way. Also took my spot. I got a text from Brady this morning. Said, there's a green Kia with people in it parked in your spot. Be careful. Could be stalkers. Yeah.
It's either Smash or the stalkers.
It's either same thing.
Yeah.
No different.
How big? A little tiny Kia?
It's, Kia, it's right outside the window. It's this the weird little hamster Kia.
Celery green.
It's that hamster Kia that they try to sell you and say.
The soul.
Four giant hamsters fit in here, which is not a sell to me.
They're hip-hop hamsters.
I know. They're urban hamsters. But I understand why anybody would go, well, if four hamsters fit in it, my family will be comfortable. Hamsters are small, and they're filling up this Kia. I don't understand the marketing on that. We got four hamsters. We barely slid four hip-hop hamsters inside this with their boombox.
Maybe they looked at it for a challenge for them because they like working that back seat after the show.
I guess.
You could bang girls in a Kia Soul.
Crushing some.
Well, if anyone could.
Get some Kia puss. You've done some.
Wow, yeah, you're a smooth talker.
If you can get a girl to go, just bang me in my car.
All right.
And you walk through the parking lot and you stand next to a rented Kia and they're still game for it. You're strong. You're a strong killer.
I thought that Kia Soul was like for soccer moms or something.
I always thought it was for just giant like, household pets.
Or that, yeah.
Look, it's the Smash Brothers.
Yes.
One of them's getting skinny. Not you. The other one. Welcome. It's Corey and Chad, everybody. The Smash Brothers are here for their one night only at the Tempe Improv. Just tonight. Lovitz didn't feel like doing a Friday night show, so you guys get to do it. Welcome, and thanks for you guys were here before us.
Yeah, we watched you park. We've been here since 3 a.m. But yeah. We have our own beer, so I've been partying since yesterday, so
did,
it's all good.
Did you get a hotel room for tonight, or did you just
check? Yeah, tonight, but we got it
Let
early.
Me have that. This is the beer?
That's our beer.
May I?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I don't know.
Oh, you're drinking after
Heck
him.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
I've been on a cleanse for 2 days. This should go quickly.
You'll be drunk in no
it's
time.
It's called the Two-Headed Monster Hazy IPA.
That's right. Available tonight at Tempe Improv.
Smash Brothers exclusive craft beer. Did you brew this yourselves?
No, we have a brewery. We don't know nothing about that.
If it's not drugs, but you guys, there's none of you in this.
No. Now, if it was like a joint, yeah, we grew it ourselves in our backyard.
Hey, that's good.
I appreciate it.
That's really good, and I like IPAs.
Yeah, that's good. It's 6.8%. Two of those, you're knocking on somebody's back door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, him trying to knock on mine at 3 a.m. in your parking lot.
You two slept
together?
I
smelled something. Yeah.
In a Kia in the parking lot
totally.
For the last couple hours?
Chad's been tickling my back since 3:14 a.m. Yeah, we watched you park, but I was way too tired to talk to you.
You guys had strange lives, right? Like growing up and stuff. And we've always talked about your sexual deviancy and all that. You know, Chad's
I got stories for you.
Of course you do.
Look at this one.
Oh my God.
That's a bite mark from a crazy Mexican in L.A.
A woman or just a guy on the street?
No, I don't mess with guys anymore.
I didn't say sexually.
Yeah. I don't mess with guys anymore.
All right, let's talk about that. Did he ever try to do anything like depraved to you as twins growing up? Like, he's trying to put a finger in my butt.
No, Chad was the first to figure out if you rub your tallywhacker, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, but he did?
Chad was
did you guys share a room?
Oh, we shared bunk beds. I was getting seasick when he figured it out.
No way.
Chad loosened up the wing nuts on our thing. I had to go drink ginger ale. My tummy was all upset. This guy was, I swear, it looked like Rainforest Cafe. It was raining down on bottom bunk.
Just a slow drip.
Oh, no, it was not slow. It kind of looked like when you have a garden hose and you have to, like, put duct tape over it because it keeps squirting
it
everywhere.
It squirts out the side.
That's Chad. I got pink eye 3 summers in a row.
How long did you go, I'm giving this a run, too?
Chad was about 2 years ahead of me.
No kidding.
I was disgusted by him.
Did he do it while you're in there?
Oh, yeah.
Twins? Come on.
Hey, we're identical twins. Same.
But you still don't need somebody doing that. I could be identical twins. I don't want any of his
That's
juice
the connection.
On me. Listen, no, it's
have.
Not. That is not it.
Yeah,
I've never heard this before. I knew plenty of twins.
The Holmberg twins would have just been.
I was appalled. I was appalled by the whole situation.
Been.
Chad was. He was seriously. Listen, I was 8 years old. Alf made me feel funny. Let's do this. You know. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So you guys are going to try to get, is this a rented key or is this somebody's car?
No, I have three different cars that people wouldn't think that we would be in. But with this one, it gets good gas mileage. We go everywhere in that
No
car.
Kidding.
Yeah.
You drove that all the way to Palm Springs?
And I almost lost my house last weekend in a fire. It was crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah,
why?
I was evacuated. The fire.
Forest fire?
Yeah. And it came all the way down within yards of my
house. No kidding.
We were on stage. My neighbor kept ringing my door, ring bell. You know, you get those alerts on your phone and. I kept looking on the stool and kept seeing the alert go off, the alert go off. Finally, I walked over while he was doing a bit, and I hit it, and the neighbor's holding up a sign that says, "We're being evacuated, fire," to the video camera.
Yeah.
So he left me on stage, and I finished it and got paid 100% all to myself.
Yeah, finally. This is inevitable. He's trying to burn your house down. Well, Chad is trying to burn your house down.
His ex-wife tried that.
Ah, good one, Chad.
Well, it's so funny because I tried to get the money from this guy the next day, and this guy's all, "We didn't get paid."
Oh, is that true? You just kept it.
I heard something happened. I don't know. Maybe it burnt.
Exactly.
Maybe it burnt up in the fire. I was drinking two-headed monsters. I don't know what happened.
An accounting error.
But no, I got evacuated for 32 hours. And then by the time I got there, the fire line would let me in to get my animals, those giant dinosaur tortoises in my backyard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They were going to let them burn.
Yeah. He goes, "Hey, it's all stuff. You got insurance." I'm like, man.
Not for those beautiful living turtles.
One of them's 82 years old or something like that.
That's what I told him. I go, at least get the dinosaurs out. You know, the house can burn down.
How many times has Chad banged the turtles?
Oh. I'm afraid of them.
You've tried.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's not the same. I'll use my hands.
Chad is actually scared.
Chad, why are you afraid of turtles?
I don't know. His head is like bigger than your fist.
Yeah.
And he eats like cactus with thorns in it. He'll hurt me. I don't want no part of that.
Why do you have giant dinosaur turtles?
It was something my daughter talked me into when she was little. We got licensed by Fish and Game. Now I have like 7 of them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
One's like 135 pounds. It's huge.
Good Lord, man.
You can probably stand on him and he can still walk.
Oh, he can lift up benches like in his backyard. He can lift up barbecues and move it across the yard.
So he's like a Mexican.
Totally. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Move that over there.
We lost ours, so we're looking for a new one.
Yeah. Where's Big Flair?
He got ice. Ice took him back.
He's back home.
So make sure you buy a ticket. Make sure you buy a ticket tonight because we're trying to get a Coyote to bring him back.
Yeah, we need him to come back.
$2,500.
Big Flair is in Rosarito.
Yeah. Oh, poor bastard. I didn't realize.
We're trying to bust him out. Right now, he's selling chiclets in like piggy banks at the Rosarito Beach.
What do you guys have you been doing a lot of stuff lately? Everybody said that, you know, the worst part of Ralphie's death was the death of your career.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's probably Gary Cannon.
Yeah, Cannon's been throwing that one around a lot.
Yeah, we heard he bombed at your event.
Oh, did he ever?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he's so fat.
He did get a little chubby.
Yeah. Well,
and then, you know what else happened? Cannon went nuts, got drunk, and went nuts on the hotel staff afterwards. We had to write letters and stuff.
Really? Yeah. Well, at least we never did that.
Guys, I would have suspected, like, all the comedians went crazy at the hotel. Like, well, of course, Corey and Chad have done something.
No.
No, it was Cannon.
We don't even smoke in hotel rooms or anything.
Yeah, we've respectful.
Been fine. Well, we've been fine before. We've paid that smoking fee of lighting one up and hot box in the bathroom. We don't do it anymore.
It's $250.
$250.
When he checks into Vegas at either of the three hotels we perform at, he has to pay an extra deposit every single time. So now we stay in my room under my name.
Because they know you?
Yeah, as soon as you check in, they're like, oh, Corey, hey, welcome. Welcome back to Treasure Island. Hey, listen, you're in a smoking room, and remember, reefer is not allowed.
That doesn't count.
But
and
yeah,
then they smell it, and then you get fined.
There's a big red light on their computer flashing when you show up.
No, as soon as you check in, Chad always laughs. They're like, oh, welcome back. Oh, hold on, there's notes here. Let me read these notes. Then they're always like, oh, okay, yeah, you get one there's of our crappier rooms with, you know, Doberman crap still.
Corner in the back.
There's notes here.
Damn computers.
It's the worst.
It's all because Ralphie the first time and Chad the second time when he met some train of chicks he brought into my room. There, God knows what DNA was left in that room.
Ugh. God, what are you going to do to this Kia? Are you going to wreck his Kia this weekend?
No, I'm going to wreck the room 212 at the Marriott. That's where we're at, so I'm going to ruin that room.
No, we're at Mission Tempe Palms.
Oh, that's what I said.
We're at Tempe Palms?
Yeah, we're at Tempe Palms.
In 212?
And 212, baby, come on down.
Yeah.
Come on down. I got plenty of two-headed monsters. I'll even show you my one-eyed monster.
USA.
And what do you do? You're sharing a room?
This time we are. It's usually in our contract, but... Oh, don't get us started. Joel only gave us one room.
He only gave you one room. Yeah. You're only doing one show.
And bunk beds.
Yeah,
and bunk beds.
Get used to it. Like they recreated your childhood right there in the hotel.
But it's one bed. Chad's always like, hey, since it's one room, go ahead and put it on your credit card. Put the deposit on your credit card. Whenever that happens, I see like he wakes up and there's all those silver trays with like French fries and club sandwiches. And he's like, hey, man, I'll give you cash.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, sure. Still waiting on that cash from last Saturday night, too.
That's money's gone. Burned up in the fire. I don't know what happened to that.
This guy.
I don't know what happened to that. I literally had 9 of those IPAs. I don't even remember walking.
That would crush me. Yeah. The average man is not going to handle that.
No. That's actually good beer, we cut them off at the comedy club, I think, at 4.
No kidding.
Yeah, it'll knock you out.
It'll kill you. Yeah, 7%. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's no joke. This isn't Coors Light.
You know no. You're going to crush that thing. It's impressive. Do you guys ever get into fights and stuff where you're
we're 42, it hurts.
We used to fight each
physical,
other,
but like enough to mental.
Oh, we argue.
But to where you don't want to work together anymore.
Yes, one time we were on the way to the Melrose Improv, this guy kept complaining. Next thing you know, he's pulling the car over and he punches me in my face. And he's like, get out like a man and we're going to fight right here. I go, what is it, 1842? Like, what do you mean we're going to fight? And this guy punched me right in my face. Yeah.
What did you do?
He shut up and did what I said.
No, before. Yeah. What did you do to create this mess?
I think we're arguing over money at the gig.
It's always about money because Chad's shady. That's why I handle all the financials.
Is that true?
No, I wouldn't say I'm shady. I'm saying I need a little more money than he does.
Well, that's 50-50. There's no shit. What are you, Bernie Sanders now?
Yeah.
What are you socializing this for? That's what you guys bitch against all the time. He's in a shirt that says, for my cold dead hands, and you just socialized your entire act.
Yeah, this guy's like putting a tariff on his brother. Like, this is ridiculous.
I come up with all the jokes. I'm handsome. That's just how it goes.
Do you guys fight over who writes more?
Because
Yes.
Yeah, we do. We fight over everything. We're twins.
So if the act is like 75%
Chad.
Corey. No, well, let's just say Corey just to make it contentious because I know it's going to bother you.
Okay.
If it's 75% written by Corey.
Okay.
Are you mad? And he wants to take 3/4 of the pay then.
Well, he'll take a bit that I write and then he'll punch it up and he goes, okay, great premise, but you kind of ruined it. Let me
read
it.
So he 50-50s everything.
Everything, no matter what.
You do that to him?
No, because I'm a team player. I'll take his premise and we'll make it happen.
Who came up with the beer?
That was Chad.
Right. Yeah. So he gets paid every month off my idea. See what I'm saying?
The beer wasn't your idea.
Oh, it was my idea. I got drunk at a brewery, woke up the next day and go, hey, I signed us up. We have our own beer.
That's kind of, and then he goes, hey.
And I got to drink free beer for 3 months every single day at Rock House Brewery. I was partying every day for 3 months. Experimenting, testing.
Sure.
Next thing I know, we're selling kegs to comedy clubs. He gets a free check, and I get drunk every single day for free.
That seems fair.
His name, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know. That is our name.
Okay. I came up with the artwork. I got it trademarked. I got it. I got.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say. The artwork's a little busy.
Yeah. But listen.
Am I right?
For my first shot.
Did you draw that yourself?
No, we had a comic book.
We're not talented.
You guys didn't come up with anything. He drank until somebody said, "We're going to put your name on this." And you said, "Here's."
Came up with the two-headed monster. Booked this.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I do like the logo.
And you see the side of it with our faces on it?
Uh-oh. Oh God! See, now there you go. Yeah. That's what you need.
And what's it say?
Vikings. Drink fresh.
Put
it in your mouth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of slogan? It's like, hey. Light beer tastes great? No, put it in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hear that, ladies? Mission Tempe Palms, 212, put it in your mouth?
Yeah. Come find out. Tickets on sale.
Are you guys watching football at all? Do you watch football? Or are you football?
I'm a Dolphins fan.
You're a Dolphins fan?
I gave up.
You don't watch any football.
No,
Why would you?
You know, I was like David Carradine last weekend in my closet. It wasn't good.
You just jerked off and
up. Yeah, I was hoping I'd go out like Chester Bennington, but no, that wouldn't happen. I live.
You woke up.
It was horrible. Football's bad for me.
Yeah, but did you? Well, speaking of the Dolphins, though, the dude from the Dolphins said yesterday the referee told him not to touch Tom Brady during the game.
Oh.
Said, remember, so, yeah, keep off Brady.
Keep off Tom. Don't mess with Tom.
Well, they are losing, like, what, 52-0?
Right. Still, that's when you want to hit him harder.
But the person said, then pull Tom Brady.
Yeah, then take him out. He's at the part of the game.
Why would you keep him at 43 if it was later
better
in the
still,
game? But
that half a chick Tom Brady texts in last night during the game and says, I can't watch this. Just the flags are unbelievable. Let us play the game. Like, you're the one crying for a flag every time you get tapped. I can't stand that guy. Who's your team, Chad?
The 49ers.
You're a Niners fan, right?
Yeah.
Want to make a bet? Steelers-Niners this weekend.
Oh, they're going to win.
Who
I'll
are
make
the
you,
Niners?
What, you want to bet?
Yeah, I want to bet.
What do you want to bet?
I don't know. What do you got? I don't know.
My beer against your beer.
Oh, you want that? I'll make you
do
deal
that.
On that. Okay.
Okay.
That's a deal.
You think he's going to pay if he loses, John?
No, he won't pay, but he's
going to I got a car full of it. Let's party.
He'll drive off.
On ice.
Yeah, I'll get stale beer in like a year.
No, you'll get it.
I found a can.
I'll send you a can.
It'll just be a can that's taped closed, filled with like Mick Ultra.
I'll have to take care of his
Yeah, well, you handle that. I'll handle the financial guy on that.
Exactly.
What are you guys up to other than that? How are the ladies going? Your divorce is finally like out of your brain, right?
Yeah, it's done. I'm not even looking to date. If a girl's wanting action, I don't even want any part of it. I'm nervous.
Well, he has nothing left to give. He already gave everything he had. He's paying $1,800 a month in child support and alimony. He ain't doing too good.
So that was kind of a C block there. It's not going to help him at all.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, hey, listen to this guy.
Well, ladies, I'm not paying anybody. So want to come on down? Come on down.
212.
I got plenty of two-headed monster. Two of them. We're doing some.
And
nice
if Chad did well and passed off a girl from the club to you,
the thing is, his new thing is when he meets him, he just tells him right away that he's Corey. That's his new move.
Smart.
And then he's like, "Hey, I really like her. I finally told her I was Chad yesterday." I'm like, "What do you mean you really like her?"
Well, that way he can just pay more child support. You know what I'm saying? And then I skate away, ice free. You know,
yeah, the DNA is the same.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be his. Just
start
much
pulling
as
out,
yours.
Lazy guy.
That's not a good brother. You know what I mean?
No, that's a great brother.
Well, he got mad at me just because he was trying to make the waitress go in a car with him, and all I did was ask for a Coke, and he goes, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah,
like, he goes, "You ruined it. You blocked it." And I'm like, I needed a drink. She's the waitress, for God's sake.
Yeah, Chad, it was the waitress.
I miss her.
I liked her.
That was a long time ago. I'm over her. I broke up with her.
Yeah. You didn't finish that.
No, don't worry about what I did. What do you think she did to me right
she
here?
Bit your arm. Yeah, that's brutal. Why did that Mexican lady bite your arm?
I had her legs pinned back and, you know.
That's pipe cleaner.
Move. Well, they're like chupacabras. You really got to be careful. And then she bit me and I was like, I'm kind of into it. And then I was like, oh, that kind of hurts. And then I had to give her a crack.
Oh, man. aren't you worried about the Me Too movement?
I said, right in the back of the ultimate, you go.
Nah, Chad always has all kinds of bystanders, so there is no Me Too. Like,
oh, you have witnesses?
No, I have. Well, she was deaf. I have a sign language interpreter that was communicating with us.
You guys,
there's no Me Too on me, homie.
No, Chad's new girlfriend's deaf. He has to pay for a third girl just to translate. So, you know, if they're going out to dinner, she could read the menu.
And you know what the best part? She's deaf. Yeah. Sundays, pretty quiet in my house. Pretty quiet.
You know what's great, though, is that you would be the Teflon to the Me Too because a girl comes out and says, and then he pinned my ears back and he cracked me in the head. And like, Chad, what do you say to this?
Yep. I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
It's on tape. You wanted it.
You tape it all.
Yeah, I tape everything.
You know, in California, that's illegal if she doesn't know. Do you tell her?
No, they know. I interview them and say, are you prepared to put it in there, here? Yes.
Check this box.
Condom, no.
He vets them all.
Any notes? Any allergies?
Any notes? Yeah, allergies. Don't worry. Here's two Benadryl. Yeah. Here, take these. Yeah.
I have an EpiPen in the glove box of the Ultima.
And they all and say, the game on.
And then I just duct tape him to the bed like this.
Are there any of them that you've gone, she said no to this, but I did it anyway, that you're worried about?
No, I'm never worried.
So you guys, it's a good thing, too, because like if you ever make it, this is going to be a problem. If you guys are ever millionaires, this will be an issue.
Just like the Saturday Night Live thing, and you know, they were all upset, and I'm like, I don't think we have a set where there's not anything racial.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, we could never make it to Saturday Night Live because every set we've done.
Yeah.
Something racial's in there.
You guys probably aren't even allowed to watch Saturday Night Live anymore.
No, we don't.
Well, who's watched Saturday Night Live in the last 20 years? Nobody.
It's terrible.
I didn't even know it was still on the air.
Yeah, but, you know, now the fun guy gets on there and he's got to go.
That sucks.
It seemed like they had one guy that was like, hey, he might be kind of edgy. This would be interesting. And then they kill him.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Everyone said, every stand-up comic has said, and if not, then you're not funny.
Right.
You know, like, especially the super clean ones, you can't trust them. They're creeps off stage most of the time. If they're super, super clean comic, you bet they got, like, they're trading garbage pail kids like R. Kelly on a Saturday with a bunch of kids. You can't trust the super clean ones.
The dirty ones, at least you know what you get.
Yeah, they're kind of a little more upfront.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to punch
Who's the cleanest comic? You're like, oh, your stories are going to kill.
Right now, who is a super clean?
I don't like any of them. I think they're all garbage.
Caliendo.
Yeah. Oh, we like Frank.
We were just in West Palm with him.
Yeah. Sent me pictures of the three of you together, and I'm like, oh, my phone's going to explode. These three can't be in the same
trio.
Room.
Frank was doing the early shows. We did the late shows in West Palm. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you share audiences? Because you've just gotten glasses thrown at you.
No, I lost my vision in the divorce.
Oh,
yeah, I got glasses after the divorce. I lost my vision, and I got hemorrhoids. It's been rough. But, no, we saw Caliendo there, and then now we're hanging out with him later today.
Yeah, you're going to do the podcast with him.
Yeah,
all right,
later
there you go.
Today.
You're going to roll over to his house. Now, I don't know how that's going to work.
Wow.
That's going to be an interview. Well, I don't know. It's just going to be I've known Frank for a long time and known you guys for a long time, and never did I think I would ever put you two together. If I was Match.com.
Oil and water.
Nah.
No way. Frank's a great guy.
We know that, but this is not something that, you know.
It's the PG comic.
I think you guys are great guys. I think he's a great guy, but again.
Hey, listen, you can PG or G and R makes PG-13.
Okay. We're fine. Right. Today.
Look, we know how to handle ourselves. Look, we're in here and we're doing fine. I'm drunk.
I mean, so you guys are the Red Dawn of comedians.
Yeah, listen.
You're the PG-13. Yeah,
we're the napalm of Good Morning Vietnam or whatever. Yeah, come on.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, everything's good.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, all of a sudden, you're offended?
Yeah. I'm not offended by anything. I'm just saying.
Why don't you ruin this like you did with that waitress? Thanks a lot.
I worry about you guys.
Well, us too. That's why we changed our whole set around.
Did you?
We had to.
Oh, yeah. Why? What went out?
I just think that after Ralph, you know, when we were with Ralphie, we were encouraged to come up with the most dirtiest, filthiest material. Then after Ralphie decided to have a heart attack in Vegas.
Selfish prick.
Selfish, totally.
He didn't even think of you guys once during that heart attack.
Like, did you have to eat those jalapeno poppers the night before, Ralph?
Right, right.
Come on. But no, we really did change our set around because we weren't getting booked at first when Ralphie passed away. People just saw us as like these filthy savages like Ralph when we were kind of encouraged and told to write the dirtiest stuff we could. So now
you blame Ralphie now that he's dead. You're dead shaming Ralphie.
Listen, once you're dead, it's your fault.
Everything that's gone wrong for you guys. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ralphie.
That fight fat back. Prick's fault.
We did it. We did a show in his hometown. Okay, we did a show, and I think his town
Clarksville.
Has Clarksville, Arkansas. Yeah. I think it has maybe 3,000-4,000 people. There was people riding up on what are those things called?
Burros and ostriches.
What? Yeah. And they're tying them up out front,
and we're dying laughing because it's a dry county, and the place we performed at was the only place that sold booze for like 35 miles. We got into town, and Chad's like, excuse me. There's no beer in the grocery store. They were appalled. They're like, not for 35 miles.
This is religious. I'm like, me too. God wants me to have a beer. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So we did a show there, but the funny part was is they're telling us funny Ralphie stories. Like when he was 8 years old, they said that he would go from barn to barn and open up their freezers and eat their whole boxes of Fudgsicles.
And then ride his bike to the next farm and eat their Fudgsicles.
The
and nobody ever got mad. They're like, oh, that's just Ralphie. Yeah. Oh, Ralphie done did it again. They're all, you'd be surprised how far he pedaled for a push-up.
Wow. So that's how it exercise. Happened. Well, you know, at least he was biking.
Well, we went to his house. Yeah, we went through his whole town. We went and seen where his childhood home. We went
his
school. Yeah.
What was it like? Had to just be awful.
Oh, yeah, he lived in a small house. There's only one stoplight in his whole town. There's no nothing major there.
No kidding.
Lots of churches.
We went because we helped get a headstone. And so
I wanted to give you money for that, and you guys didn't take it.
Just wanted to take care of it. I mean, you know.
I was supposed to go with you, and I couldn't make it that weekend.
No,
it's garbage.
We got him a headstone. It was so funny because we were doing the Lord's work, smoking spliffs on his grave, and we were sitting there, and the gardener comes by, and he just kept looking at us odd.
Because he doesn't know who we are. We're just a couple guys hanging out on Ralph's grave.
Smoking weed on his
grave. Yeah, smoking weed on his grave. We left two joints. They were gone the next day. I go, see, Ralph, people are still stealing from you, and you're dead. Ain't that some? It's not just your managers anymore. Now it's some Puerto Rican mowing the grass out here, stole these joints right off your grave.
No, but to answer your question, we talk more about his kids now, and they're, you know, we're changing up the act. We're developing.
Where's the podcast? The inevitable podcast, the Smash podcast.
It's so funny. Everyone wants us.
Everyone has one, but you guys would do something I'd actually be interested in.
Well, we were doing one a long time ago, you know, before they were even called podcasts, but. We're busy. I'd rather drink at the brewery.
We'll do it while you're drinking.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about doing it live from the brewery where the beer's being made.
There you go.
No one's doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so, you just think there's too many of them.
That's what it is. It's saturated. And,
And the market's already been done. We love doing them. Like, you know, you jump on someone's podcast, but I don't know. Chad's all invested. He had us dump all this money into this new beer, and it's been selling. So that's
good.
Cool.
Well, there you go. Let's sell more of it tonight. You're going to be at the Tempe Improv tonight. What is your show, 9:30 or 10?
10.
10 o'clock tonight. Smash Brothers just going to crush it, and you can hear all about Corey's kids. And...
Yeah, you're the Sklar Brothers.
You've reverted into the Sklar Brothers. You used to make fun of the Sklar Brothers. You used to call yourselves the Sklar Brothers with jokes. And now you're talking about...
Set up a celebrity boxing match. We'll knock out any
duo
act. Any duo act. We'll fight them.
There's only you and the Sklar Brothers.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I guess Jeff Dunham. Like, you could crush Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, I'll fight Jalapeno Pepper or whatever.
Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
I'll knock that stick clean up. Yeah, no problem. But
the dirty Sklars.
Yeah, but you still talk about like horrible things.
Yeah,
please.
Listen,
what you're known for. It's your calling card.
Yeah, that's what it is. We talk about how I'm crazy. I'm going to talk about how this really did happen.
Were saying is we have a cleaner set from when we need it because before no one thought we could clean up anything and do a cleaner set. So we do have one in the can.
Who gave you this advice?
Our checking accounts. Yeah,
you guys
money.
Being broke.
No, actually, we did. We had to sit down with some Hollywood people, our people who are trying to manage us. Chad's hard to manage, but the people who are trying to take our careers to the next level. And so we did. We
that's
sat
great.
Down. We rewrote a set, and now we're doing.
And that's why Mark isn't here anymore. Spickler's gone because
no,
he had advice.
Chad,
to fire.
No, he really did get deported. Trump did a good one. He took at least one good one back.
Yeah, and we're upset about it because this one actually works. And his
and
mom's
we have
hot.
To carry our own merch now.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a guy for that.
We don't have a guy. We have to actually set up our own. It's horrible. We
that
need him back.
Garbage. Yeah. You need your Mexican back.
Yeah, we'll take anybody. That, so
they all look the same, right?
Well, no.
I'm sorry.
No, they don't look the same. And Mark was actually circumcised. So.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
He wasn't.
Bonus. He wasn't, Chad?
I don't remember. I thought that's where he put baby aspirin inside when he didn't feel good.
Then it'd swell up like a bullfrog, just all swelled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know, bro. I just made it up, dude. I swear. I haven't slept.
It's a good idea.
Of baby aspirin in the uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, like in
Mexicans.
The pouch.
Yeah. No, you did.
Oh.
Jews.
Oh. Yeah, Jews. It's always the Jews. We're crafty people.
I forgot you knew we were Jews.
I know you're that's Jewish, for God's sakes. I heard you talking about money earlier. You're the Jewish.
That's all we care
home.
About.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. You won't even give it to your brother, for God's sakes.
A real Jew doesn't share.
That's biblical.
You're welcome.
That was pretty smooth.
You're welcome. Smooth.
That's why I always get paid. Like tonight, I'll be the first one to go into the manager's office and get paid tonight. I don't let Chad get a check. Because most of the time he's like, hey, they gave me a check. They said they're going to mail you yours.
Corey, do you think Chad's ever going to find a girl that's going to go, you know what? I'm settling in. And then he'll be doing stand-up about his kids. It would be repulsive, I think.
No,
they never stay long enough. Mine's about 30 days. Then they figure it out. Like, oh, I went to his house. The same tall can has been sitting on the end of his bed for a month.
He's not cleaning
up. No, he's not cleaning
nothing's
up. Nothing's
changing.
No.
Oh, like when I take my kids over there, they know. Don't touch anything. Don't sit down on
no,
anything.
No, first of all, they call me Funkle Chad. I'm the funnest uncle of all time.
Sure.
I let them do everything he doesn't do. The minute they get in my car, I hand them books of matches. Books of matches. They pop tall cans for Uncle Chad, and we have a good time.
Oh, he lets them cuss. I found out he lets them cuss. I've never heard my children cuss. Uncle Chad, Drunkle Chad over here, lets them say the F-bombs and
is
all
that
kinds
right?
Of,
you encourage it, because if they're not doing it, you have to push it. Yeah, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
I let the three-year-old, she can rattle off some good ones.
She's three. Oh, my God.
I was picturing like 12 and 10.
Yeah. No, 9 and 3.
Nine and three.
They even know I'm against this.
No way, bro. They can hold a beer bong while we're driving their Hot Wheel cars on the golf course at his house.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm banned from his golf course now.
Is that right?
Yeah, because he took my daughter's Power Wheel, and they were drinking and driving on the 16th hole.
Whatever. I'm battling the case. They say it's DUI, but technically his daughter's driving. So then how am I going to get a DUI on that? You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous. This guy.
Like, technically, that 9-year-old has a drinking problem.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know where she got it, but that's terrible.
I don't know, but she had one two-headed monster. All of a sudden, I have to have supervised visits.
You're the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't watch any of my kids anymore, or animals, or anything.
Do you think this helped you in the divorce proceedings, having this as your brother?
Chad was brought up in several minutes at that court hearing. We're caught up by this guy.
Well, they tried using our special with Dice as, you know, how he is for a father.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, that's the stage, you know?
Yeah.
But didn't work. $1,800 a month he's paying. So, hey, if you're out there, buy a ticket. Buy at least $1,800 worth because his kids need it.
But didn't DX end up with some, like, engineer or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you paying for?
Because that's California.
It's the rule.
It doesn't matter. Like the judge said, listen, if you have 14 forks, she's getting 11.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, isn't it 50-50? Shouldn't she get 7?
Yeah.
You know, but no. Hey, that's just how it works. And I don't care. I got to keep the house. Certain things, I mean, you're going to win. Nobody wins in divorce.
Oh.
So I lost. So that's fine. I'm not going to get married.
Oh, my God. You sound like Judge Mathis just now. Like, what are you talking about?
Chad's just mad because he didn't get anything out of his divorce either, and he didn't have anything.
Oh, I forgot you had one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but now I'm having Mexicans bite my arms. Everything's good, dude.
What do you guys think of Justin Trudeau and blackface in Canada?
Yeah, we just heard about that. We don't want to comment. No.
Were you there?
No, we don't want to comment. We cannot confirm nor deny anything that has to do with it.
When was the last time you were in blackface in Canada?
Next question.
Actually, it was probably like in the Filthy Animal Tour in 2014.
Ralph. You should do that. You should do my idea of like lose your job crowd for Halloween and come in a costume that would definitely make you lose your job, and we'll promise there's no photographs or anything else. And the whole audience would be Nazis and blackface and like horrible things and that, bones and noses and everything else.
And Frank. And
all the costumes you're not allowed to do. Just a freedom night for white people who want to do it but don't know how to hide it anymore with all these cameras today. Evidently, all college kids want to, at one point or another, go into blackface.
Well, I remember doing the college circuit with Ralph, and they were worried about Ralph. They kept telling him, okay, Ralph, make sure you don't say this and you don't say that. Okay, sugar, no problem. Then he'd go up there and say everything they told him not to say. Every single thing they said. We listened to the rules. We were like, we're just happy to be there. Not Ralph. He broke every single rule.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. Like, when was the last time you were in blackface? Don't lie.
Next question.
It's been in the Kia. Nah, when you rented the Kia.
No, we've never done nothing like that. I don't know what you're talking about. We're trying to do Frank Caliendo's podcast, and you're talking about racial.
Do that in blackface just to see what Frank says.
We're going to go as Antonio Brown. We're both going to go as Antonio Brown. You could be Odell Beckham and dye your hair blonde.
Just sneak up behind Frank as Antonio Brown and lay one on him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. We were doing Caliendo's podcast. Yeah. Not anymore.
I'll get you back in there. It'll be fun. It'll be great. Right, Smash Brothers tonight at the Tempe Improv. 10 o'clock. You can go there and check out these guys. It's rapid fire. Who's opening for you? Just got some local?
No. They do have a local guy.
I guess you guys have that comedy festival up in Flagstaff, and they're sending a couple people down the hill.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Some it's big comedy. We don't know. We did it last year, and the hotels up there aren't the greatest.
Yeah, so you're not going back.
No. Yeah. The bed bugs carried Spick Flair right off his bed. You know that's bad. If a Mexican's bothered by the bugs, it's bad. That's when you know it's bad.
Yep.
They're used to them sticking to their eyes when they're eating rice and stuff. Not us. We were all upset about it. Chad was still scratching.
Yep.
It was bad shape up there in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Get your stuff together up there, Flagstaff. Yeah. Let's bulldoze those.
It looks pretty, but I haven't found a good hotel room in Flagstaff either.
No,
you got to know somebody up there and stay in one of
their theater was good. We did the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, yeah, no. Nice, no one said the amenities. I'm saying the amenities, Chad. The amenities. Yeah,
I don't remember. That's what I was drinking.
He'll sleep in anything.
Two-headed monster.
Yeah, that's never bothered you.
Like, I gave up liquor. You know that? I've gave up liquor for over a year now, and I just drink beer.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's good for your physique.
No, it's good for my driving record.
Well, the beer is not any better.
Water. What are you talking about? It's water.
Keeps you hydrated. Yeah.
So this keeps it so you can control the school bus and Uber.
Yes. Two-headed monster will get you home. Fireball
is
going to get you a weekend in jail.
He's always saying that all the time. I'll tell him, hey, hurry up. We're going to leave. He's like, hey. We got 7 minutes. I have enough for two more drinks. Don't worry about it.
And then he says,
listen to me. He always wants to hurry me out of there. When it's last call, it's not really last call.
Right, like, you get two more.
Yeah, we have time for two more drinks. You order one, I order one, I drink them both. And then, hey, you go home and smoke reefer, and I'll still be drunk. He doesn't want to play. He says I'm an alcoholic because I have two more at last call. I'm not the only guy that drinks two beers at last call.
There's other alcoholics. Nobody's saying that you're the only alcoholic.
I'm not a quitter, so I'm not an alcoholic. Alcoholics go to meetings.
That's true. It's a good point. Yeah, you have time to drink. The meetings kill the drinking time.
What times can you start drinking in this state? 6 a.m.?
Whatever you want. I think so. I don't know. I've never been up to drink before. I've never gotten up and wondered what time.
Oh, Chad has. Chad knows bars that are open at 6 a.m. in our town.
Let me get that. You've never woke up and started drinking before?
Well, started drinking, but I've never woke up and going, I have nothing to drink. I wonder if I can go buy it.
Well, sounds like your life's better than mine. I wake up and I wonder, hey, I wonder what bar's open. There might be someone working graveyard that wants me to wake up in their house. How about that?
Yeah, this guy's always proud. He's like, man, I woke up in the nicest house last weekend. I'm like, where at? He's like, oh, your neighbor down the street. I woke up. I met her at your bar down there.
And you know what? I had to check for her mail because we were so hammered the night before. I had to look at her mail to see what the address was so I can get out of there.
So you knew how to get home.
Yeah, I left all my clothes. I literally got in the Uber and just my wife beat her socks, left my shoes. I didn't want to wake her up. I was like,
she was that bad?
Who knows?
On the way.
She was face down. Who knows?
She looked like
holy. She was breathing.
That's like
she was breathing. I checked the pulse. That's all I care about.
Yep. He always makes sure they're alive.
And I take a picture, and I take a picture with them.
Yeah. What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, that's the old 50s way.
Document it.
You're so traditional.
That's exactly what I'm doing, dude. I document it. I'm like, she was alive when I left. Watch the film, Your Honor. Your Honor. He says Your Honor on the footage. He's already talking he's
talking to the judge.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Smash Brothers tonight, Tempe Improv. If you want to go, you can go to TempeImprov.com. Thanks for getting up early, sleeping in our parking lot.
Yeah.
We would expect nothing less from you.
Well, we can't check until 10. We're going to be here and drink some more.
All right. Joe Coy's coming in a little while.
That's cool.
That's cool. We got
like
beer
Joe.
For him.
We're all right with that.
We love Joe.
Dan Cummins is here.
We don't know Dan, but we want to know Dan. And we know Lovitz. We've actually worked with Lovitz before. Yeah. All his openers.
No, remember he used to have a club, and we worked at his club.
John Lovitz, the one at Universal Studios.
Yeah, he used to own a club, and he won't remember us, but we remember him. And we worked with him.
Yeah, he's not coming in this morning. He came in yesterday.
He's a millionaire. He doesn't have to.
That's right.
We're not. Buy tickets to our show.
Okay? That's right. Yeah. Why buy tickets to a millionaire show?
Yeah, yeah. You're just going to make him richer. Hello. Yeah. We have child support to pay for.
One of us.
Where's Joe? Is Joe at the Celebrity Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that Two place nights. We did with you guys in the round.
That's right. He sold it out twice.
Kreischer was here last weekend. You guys had great comedy.
It's been a good couple weeks.
Man, you guys are very fortunate out here in the valley of heat. Is it finally cooling down?
It's cooling
down.
Well, you're going to be all right. Yeah, we've had a good run, and you guys are here to put an end to that. So tonight at the Tempe Improv, Smash Brothers. Leave us with words of wisdom, boys. What do you got?
Well, for me, it's like, hey, listen, make sure you love them. Doesn't matter if male, female. Make sure you love the person you're with because life's short. Tap out. It's okay to lose your stuff.
I got some words, and this is probably the most realistic thing I'll ever tell you. Quit being offended, okay? I'm tired of it. We'll never apologize for a joke. It's just a joke. If you go to a comedy club and you get mad at what a comedian said to make you laugh, that makes you the jerk, not the comedian. Quit taking crap so serious. And we've probably said racial stuff before. Sue us. My ex-wife already took it. Bite me.
Yeah. Somebody already did.
That's right.
The Mexican already bit you, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything's done. Smash Brothers, this tonight, one show only. You don't want to miss it. It's tonight at 10 o'clock over at the Improv. It's 98 KUPD.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?